The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
Tonight, we will be making our way to the Center for High Impact Philanthropy, commonly known as CHIP, located on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, a very collaborative and fun-loving workplace culture. Let's hear about it, starting with their founding executive director, Kat Rusketa.
Last year, I'm not sure if it was in the Giving Guide or if it was another one of our major pieces, but we found three words that had been deleted editorially. And the team was concerned, oh, does that matter? And we went back to our editor and said, oh my God, does this deserve an erratum? To me, that's just the level of conscientiousness and rigor that people on this team have. We have to talk about capacity. We need more capacity. I'm like, I agree with you. We need more capacity. Next thing I know, I hadn't noticed there's a giant box by their feet. And out of the box pops our latest team member. Ah, capacity has arrived, right? And to me, like, those are the two examples of what happens at CHIP, that it's a hybrid, it's a combination of being very, very serious about the work and knowing not to take yourself too seriously, because this work just has to keep going, and that means bringing in the humor and the goofiness like that story illustrates.
Culture at CHIP, what I would say is, from my vantage point, is just so much better than the culture of academia, and I think it's absolutely the people here. I think CHIP does an amazing job of finding the right people to fill the right positions, and that's so crucial.
I'm leading a new project, and I'm encountering every single obstacle you can imagine in leading a new project, but in a new area where it's the first time really translating that knowledge from the beginning. And so, you know, being able to have conversations with anyone on the team at any point in time when I get stuck has been really helpful as well.
It's a very collaborative culture. Not to put a finger on the obvious, you are sitting with a whole bunch of women. We do have male.
There are male
colleagues, even though they're not here today. But it's always been kind of heavily women. And I have to say, I think part of the, you know, a close, much more collaborative, not a competitive culture, much more supportive, may have something to do with that.
We often, you know, at the university have all this amazing knowledge creation, but yet often it seems like the application to others is missing. And I see this CHIP has, and the people that it draws into are such a, has a perfect overlap of committed colleagues as well as mission, that we want to get the knowledge that's in the university and other place out to be used.
Then we have a screening exercise, which again gives us a sense of how somebody works. It's usually just this time I think we're using an annotated bibliography with a couple of articles. And it's not right, wrong. It's just kind of how you give an assignment to someone and what do they do with it? Do they ask a lot of questions? Do they not ask questions and not quite get it right? Like what is that interaction like? And again, that's something I tell folks, like, if you don't like doing this assignment, then you may want to rethink being here, because this is typically the type of work. And then ultimately, we try to meet everybody, because I do think that given the collaborative spirit, it's important that folks can work together. And I think it's important for candidates to see how we work.
Because the team is so collaborative, I get to help out on projects or talk to people about projects and learn about them that, you know, are completely different from what I will be doing 10 minutes later, which is great. I've learned so much about new topics. For the past year and a half, I've been focusing on education. I hadn't done much in education before. I got to learn a new field, and I got to be supported in doing that, and that's amazing.
One of my, I guess, my favorite things about this job is that we're allowed to still be individuals, so I can still be my weird self, but everybody else is weird too, so they can't judge me. And it's just really good to come in and not have to like put on formal airs, like, you know, we're relaxed, we still get our work done, but we're still relaxed, we still have a lot of fun. I have like a Kanye West like corner in my office. I don't know how many people let me have a Kanye West corner. I have stuffed animals, I have Legos, so it's just a really fun environment.
I was an English literature major in college, and one of my favorite things to do is to choose a book that I think somebody would really enjoy. And so at our holiday lunch, I give a book to every member of the team that I think they will enjoy and appreciate. So that's a tradition that I started way back when.
We're trying really hard to monitor what we can monitor in terms of, but we send things out into the world and we can see who's, to some extent, who's picking it up. But what actually happens concretely, we sometimes don't know. And that can be hard. It can be frustrating. When you hear anecdotally or others, like somebody calls you up and says, you know, I read that profile of this organization. I'm the ED of a family foundation, and this is in an area that we fund, and I didn't know about them, and I'd really like to talk to them. That's just a really great feeling.
Just thinking, like, as an analyst and someone who likes doing research, it's pretty cool the types of research I get to do here. And when I reflect on it, I'm like, wow, this is kind of crazy, because I can, well, first of all, I'm a typical millennial in the sense that I get bored easily, but I am never bored here. There's never a dull moment. And I think a big part of that comes from the fact that, for example, right now I'm working on 3 projects.
The other thing I think I love about CHIP, and I think of all, now I have roles at 4 different areas on campus, and I would say this is the one place where I feel like I can ask for what I need at work, and I won't, I know that coming to leadership like that I never feel like afraid to ask for what I need as an employee, and I think also that colleagues that are incredibly supportive in thinking proactively about how we can help each other. So I think the culture of support, I think, is just amazing.
I want to extend my thanks to all those who participated in this segment. Molly Cinderbrand, Han La, Kate Hovde, Rebecca Hobble, Carol McLaughlin, Sarah Gormley, and Mariel Featherstone. To hear this again, read the transcript, or maybe see pictures of the participants in the offices, simply come visit denver-frederick.com. And we'll put up a link to my full interview with Kat Rasketa, the executive director of the Center for High Impact Philanthropy.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.